You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Before Mark Peters joined the Idaho National Laboratory as director in 2015, he worked at several other national labs across the United States. He managed projects dealing with nuclear energy and national security. Well, now Mark oversees projects at INL about space programs and homeland security, and he's frequently brought in to advise the federal government on energy policy. Mark stopped into our studios last week during his visit to Boise, and he spoke with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice.
You're a national expert on nuclear energy, among other things. What might be some of the biggest concerns facing our nation when it comes to nuclear energy?
The biggest challenge I would say we have is making sure that we can make them cost-effective. The economics of the existing plants, but also developing new plants that can compete with renewables and natural gas. That's the biggest challenge.
Correct me if I'm wrong, that INL is a part of the renewable solution.
We are. I would say broadly, we're part of the clean energy solution. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of work in renewables, in things like use of biomass, integrating solar and wind into the grid, also batteries. So electrification of the transportation sector is a big part of what we do, but also the importance of nuclear energy as a low carbon part of the energy system as well.
Can I ask about your visit to the State House? I'm guessing it's a regular visit.
Yeah, we do. I try to get out here at least once a session for the better part of the week. This year was INL Day at the Idaho National Laboratory Day at the Capitol. We did that on Wednesday. So we bring some of our scientists and engineers and other folks over and have exhibits in the rotunda, and it gives an opportunity for the legislators to understand better what the lab does.
I need to ask you this. Rarely do people walk through the doors of the State House without an ask.
So most of our funding comes from the federal government. So we don't get a lot of direct funding from the state, but there's a lot of important programs that we want to support in education and workforce development. But also we've had great success working with the state to help fund facilities at the laboratory, particularly those that involve the Idaho universities, for example. So the state just financed two new buildings that we cut ribbon on in August, one for cybersecurity and one for computing. And those were built to facilitate collaborations with Boise State, University of Idaho, and Idaho State University.
About how many employees are now at INL?
We're just about 5,000 employees.
And to that end, as far as being one of Idaho's major employers, you have everyone's interest, I'm guessing, when you do come to the State House.
We do. Clearly, we're an important part of the economy in eastern Idaho, but we're the sixth largest private sector employer in the state. So no doubt that the legislature, but I've been starting to say that we're Idaho's national laboratory. So we're actually spending a lot of time trying to have the whole state understand the value of having a national laboratory in the state and the importance of partnerships. And so we have strategic intent in trying to become more recognized across the state.
Do you have a sense of how much of an economic engine you are to the state?
So it's in terms of total input into the economy, it's upwards of $2 billion.
You have my full attention.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, our spend as a laboratory is $1.5 billion. And then if you take that on top of the sort of additional spend for small businesses and all what that 5,000-person workforce brings to the economy, it adds up quite quickly.
There was a very important announcement recently from our governor's office. Governor Brad Little and our attorney general had an announcement in regards to a supplemental agreement for INL. Tell us what that was, or maybe you can break it down to us as a layperson.
Yeah, I'll break it down a little bit. So in 1995, there was what's called the settlement agreement that was codified between the state of Idaho and the U.S. Department of Energy. And it basically laid out how the Department of Energy was going to meet with a series of milestones, cleanup of the legacy work that had gone on at the site, so cleaning up the nuclear waste legacy. And as a part of that, there was a set of milestones. And in general, the Department of Energy has done quite well, but recently there's been a couple of milestones that they haven't met. And so the sole remedy, as the Attorney General would put it, for being able to resolve those delays was to basically stop any small amounts of spent fuel to come in even for research at the laboratory. So it had a direct effect on our mission. So over the last year, there's been two they've been negotiating, and I want to give the governor and the attorney general, as well as DOE leadership, tremendous credit, because they've really established a really constructive dialogue, and that manifested into two supplemental agreements, the settlement agreement in the last few months, one in November that will allow us to bring small quantities of spent fuel in for research if the cleanup program meets the certain milestones, which we hope they will meet by the end of this year. The one that was announced on Tuesday also allows us to deal with some milestones related to storage of spent fuel in wet pools versus dry casks. And it's specifically for our test reactor, the advanced test reactor, and the agreement will allow us to operate that and meet the mission of both the Navy and the laboratory for long term.
And what, if any, impact might there be to the nearby aquifer?
No impact. Everything's safe, currently safely stored. But the settlement agreement, an important part of the central tenets of the settlement agreement were to protect the aquifer. Mm-hmm. So therefore, let's meet these milestones, clean up the legacy, and ultimately get the material out of the state. And then also not have the state of Idaho be a permanent repository for any of this material. And then also a third important tenet was the future mission of the laboratory. So all three of those, the beauty of these supplemental agreements is that all three of those respect all three of those facets of the settlement agreement.
2020 is a very big year in that the NASA Mars 2020 project is coming up. And
it is.
Can you talk a little bit about INL's relationship with that project?
Yeah, so these NASA missions, we also recently were an important part of one that flew by Pluto as well. But the one that we're working on for Mars 2020 is a rover that would be deployed on Mars. And we actually work with a couple of other laboratories, Oak Ridge and Los Alamos, mm-hmm. They're powered by nuclear batteries, basically. They're called RTGs, radioisotope thermal generators, but it's a nuclear battery, very small, kilowatt scale energy, and we produce the material, the plutonium-238 in this case, that goes in, and then we actually assemble the battery, and then put it into the launch vehicle. So we do work here in Idaho to assemble it, and then we go to, in this case, Kennedy, and are a part of the launch.
Wow.
Yeah.
When's that going to be?
The launch is scheduled for the summer.
And so will you be there?
I'm hoping.
Okay.
It's on my calendar as a placeholder.
That's beyond cool.
I hope I can be there. Our people will certainly be there, but I've got it on my calendar to hope to be there myself. It would be definitely beyond cool.
Can you talk a little bit about, I'm going to guess that more than a few young men and women are able on occasion to visit INL on specific tours. Can you talk about the relationship that you have with schools and young men and women in developing the next generation of engineers and scientists?
You bet. So since you brought up tours, I should put in a plug. Mm-hmm. Anyone can tour.
Yeah.
So reach out, INL.gov.
But school tours are pretty great.
But the school tours are great. So we have very robust programs. We focus a lot on STEM, no surprise, science, technology, engineering, and math, given our role. But we have really robust programs that not also train teachers and professional development for teachers, but importantly engage students. And that's pre-K through 12, expose them to the science and technology that we do. And importantly, as you point out, bring them out and actually let them see it.
I've been on some of those tours, right. And you can see the wheels turning.
Right.
A 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old.
And that's when you've really got to attract them. But then you've got to keep them interested. And I would also bring up specifically the importance of attracting girls and young women into the field.
Absolutely.
That's really, really important.
And I'm sensing that that's happening.
It's getting better. Yeah. It's we got a long way to go.
Excellent.
But our programs are an important part of that.
What's a project that INL might be working on that is not necessarily getting due attention?
I would say it's getting more attention, but what we do to protect the Homeland Security, National mm-hmm. Security Program, particularly from cyber threat, mm-hmm. is getting more visibility, but I would say it's going to get even more visibility. We are world leading in terms of understanding how to protect the grid, for example, from a cyber attack. We're known for nuclear energy, and that's an important part of what we do, but there's that. And then I alluded to the renewables work at the beginning. We're thought of as nuclear and maybe a bit of national security, but we do a lot of important work in the future energy system.
He is Mark Peters, director of the Idaho National Lab in Idaho Falls, and we were fortunate that he could spend some time in our Boise studios. Mr. Peters, safe journey to you.
Thanks, George. Appreciate the opportunity.
And that was our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, interviewing Mark Peters, the director of the Idaho National Laboratory. And just a note, INL is a sponsor of Idaho Matters. Up next, a workshop built for farmers. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.